Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Monday. Man, I'm glad. And welcome, everybody. And I like to start the show with a glad. And yesterday, Sunday, I happened to dial ABC Talk Radio. And Sunday night, I didn't know they had the show on, but it was Sinatra, you know. I forget what they call it, but it was all Sinatra. So I called in, and I said, hey, I'm going to try to see if they'll want to hear my Sinatra story, you know. So lo and behold, the guy answered the phone, and I told him the Sinatra story. He loved it, you know. He says, hold on, I want you to go on the air and talk with Joe somebody, I didn't get his last name, who was the host of the show. So I told the story, and years ago, when I was involved with the concert with Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, Al Hibbler was one of the performers, you know, the blind guy who sang, had a couple of hit songs in the 50s.
I think I remember him.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do. The guy on the show remembered him. So Al came to the performance, and we were talking before the curtain went up, and he said, I got on Frank Sinatra's tie. I said, what? Yeah, he said, give me a hand, Frankie. And it's a mink tie.
A mink tie?
I went to a party one night, and there was a couple hundred people, and Sinatra was the guest of honor, and he came in with a big box, and everybody said, well, what is that, Frank? And he started giving out these mink ties to the whole place. He must have gave out, I don't know, a couple, 300 of them.
Oh, my.
So I told that story on that, and they got a kick out of it, you know.
And I got a kick out of it.
Sinatra was a very, very, generous person. Yeah. Mama Leone was his favorite restaurant in New York.
Oh, I remember that.
And he would go there. You know, he'd bring a whole crowd. He'd treat everybody, you know.
Oh, wow!
And after he ate, he would go in the back. And, of course, they knew him, you know. I don't know if he owned the place or what. But and he would line up the help, the waitresses and the busboys and everything, and just walk down the aisle and hand everybody a $100 bill.
There you go. That's generous.
That was Sinatra, you know. He was
Yeah, but at
was
that
time.
He that
kind of a person.
Yeah, that type of
guy.
At that time, that was very generous.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of money.
Yes,
I mean,
it was
the best tip they ever got, probably.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And I got to tell you something that I'm mad about. And I don't understand it. And it's just another failure to me of politicians. Now, I learned from Congressman Guarino's office, and I want to thank them, that the reason why a lot of people didn't get their stimulus is because the IRS didn't have the numbers of the Social Security numbers for all these people who didn't file taxes. You know, there's a lot of people that don't file are on disability or they're up there in age, you know, and they don't file that stuff, you know. I mean, it doesn't mean you don't pay taxes, because everybody pays taxes. you know. So anyway, they didn't get the numbers. And that's why they didn't send out the checks. And now, according to Congressman's office, Guarino, they got the numbers last week and just sent out the checks now. Well, today is Monday, so you figure if they got them on Thursday, you know, they sent them out, and who knows when so if you didn't get your check and you're on Social Security or Railroad Retirement or SSI or anything like that, that's the reason why. Intersight investigated it, and we got an answer. Now, the thing that makes me mad, why didn't Joe do something about this, President Joe? You know, he hasn't said one damn word about this that I heard. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me. Did Joe say anything about the IRS not having the Social Security numbers of the millions who didn't get their stimulus? I don't believe so. You got to get with it, man. Come on, Joe. Wake up. You got to fight for the people. That's why you're president. See, there's an example. And I want to see Joe stand up for a blind and disabled person who's denied a service dog. The president of the United States should insist that something be done about safety when the person is denied that safety. That's part of his job.
Oh yeah.
And if he's not doing it, he shouldn't be in there.
I have a statement. I saw something online that he was looking into the stimulus for people who were on Social Security and were not getting it. He was looking into it, but I don't know what the outcome was.
Well, looking into it, that's a typical phrase for a politician,
statement,
which means they're not doing anything about it.
Exactly, or any government figure. They all be all look into it, but I think he was actually doing it, you know?
Well, the congressman gave us what I believe is the answer.
I know it is. That is the answer. Yeah.
So now you got to wait longer for your check, but the word is that you should get it.
Yeah, I hope so for these people.
Yeah.
You know, I think people should document it. You know, like anytime, you know, you've got to also go to the Social Security. But see, how did, you know, the other administration, Trump, get it to the people and then just copy what they did for now and then find out?
Yeah, why didn't they keep the numbers of people? They knew there was going to be more stimulus.
Right.
Why did they discard all those numbers, obviously?
I don't know if it was discarded or what made that happen faster. Why was there such an easy approach?
Because Trump would have kicked
around
their butt. That's why. They were afraid of him. They were afraid of him. He would have fired them.
Yeah,
he would have fired, you know, how dare you not send out the money that I passed the law. I want these people to, you know.
Right.
He would have fired the damn officials of the IRS. I wouldn't put it past him.
Well, he probably would have.
Biden's too damn wishy-washy. He's got to get tough, man.
Yeah, he's got to get
tough.
He's got to get more enforceable. That's his
damn
problem.
Right. Well, that doesn't say much for how is he going to enforce things for us.
You know?
Good
question.
Well, Intersight is meeting with Congress.
Oh,
we
yeah.
are going to present the Intersight concept to Congress.
Yeah. I think we should.
And hopefully they'll do something about it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
We'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted. We are going to try to get our idea through.
Yeah, I agree.
And I told Congressman Guarino's staff today. I gave it to them today. I told them, I said, we have an idea. We have an idea where millions of people can be helped, and we're not asking you for more money.
That's right.
And she said, that's great. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, talk doesn't mean a damn thing. You got to do it.
Right.
You got to do it.
And, you know, when you say, you know, restructuring something and making sure that the money is already there, it's just that you got to restructure things and involve the agencies more. If you don't involve
all these agencies have to change their mission statement. They're outdated.
That's right. They're very outdated.
They're back in the 100 years ago. It doesn't work.
At least, if not more.
They got to get up with the times and change their mission statement and at least try to raise the damn money.
That's right. And if
you
they
know,
can't,
you
that's
know what?
When they ask for the money, not us.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, how Inner Sight has set the example. If I can go out on the subway,
yeah,
and I'm not afraid to say it, I can go out on the subway and tell people about the guide dog situation, that all this money is being taken in, people are denied, and they give me donations, you know?
Right.
And Inner Sight is not a so-called major organization. We're more like an advocate group.
Right.
You know, we don't have the buildings and the money. But if I can go out and inform people and get donations, these damn-ass organizations can do three times as much.
Well, what they
but
can
they
do,
have the means
they can
to
sponsor
do it. And they,
what's a good old-fashioned, what's it called, fundraising, and a good old-fashioned, what do they call it, a telethon. Yeah, they could do a good old-fashioned telethon.
You've got to get the people who need the help have to be involved.
Why do you think
people give me donations? They
see
my dog, the dog,
right,
they're not giving her the medical. They see the article. They see the damn thing on Eyewitness News.
Yep.
That's what has to be done with every damn-ass agency in this country. There's
That's
over 100,000 agencies. Get them to work.
Yeah.
They don't have to pay. They don't have to pay people to go out and raise funds. Get the disabled in your community. I'll bet you in every community, one out of every 10 person, or maybe more, will come forward and help the agencies to raise money because they know they're going to get something out of it.
That's right.
That's how it should work. This should be a teamwork. Not you call up, we don't do that. We don't have the money for that. Oh, a bunch of friggin'
morons.
You
know the good thing they see also is that news, segment that we did. It's not only you saying it. They see you, myself, and Jose, I think, right?
Yeah, the spinal.
Right, and they see three
whatever the,
different
I forget
people,
the name of the organization. Spinal Cord.
United Spinal.
People.
Yeah.
You know?
And they see us, and they
now
see
that
each
represents
one of us
a lot of people.
Yes, it does. And they see
that
we all are experiencing our own issue, okay? And that we don't play around. We really don't.
We need to get these agencies involved. They need to start raising the money, putting the word out there, you know.
Right.
We need strict enforcement.
Yeah.
You know, these are the things that I'm going to talk to Guarino about.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to go in there and say we need more money for this program, that program. That's boring. It's been done. Who the hell wants to hear that? That's not going to help us.
Definitely.
It's not going to help us.
Definitely. Nope.
Even if we put more money. So next year the other guy comes around and they take the money away. That doesn't help us.
It's terrible.
That's not the answer.
Yeah.
So Inner Sight is on it, man. Let's see what happens. Either way.
I hope so.
If they
I
do
hope
it,
that. Yeah. The, yeah.
If they do it, we got a news story. If they don't do it, we still got a news story.
That's right. We win both ways.
Damn right. If they don't want to help the average person to reduce their taxes on the disabled, on these programs, you know? Then they're going to look like crap, not us.
That's right.
Because I tell you, these politicians have really come down on us, in a, especially this guy Cuomo.
Oh, God. I know.
He made them all look bad, but I'm giving Congressman Guarino deserved the chance.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I voted for him, and he's not a Democrat.
Yeah.
He's a Republican. You know?
Oh, I go across party lines all the time, Frank. I don't
and
go
I'm gonna bring, I'm
with
gonna
my
invite,
party. I don't.
I'm gonna invite Senator Boyle, and I'm going to invite Olga Murray and some of the people who helped to get him
really
in.
Really helped. Yeah.
All right,
you know,
in the sight, matter, glad.
The party, Frank. I realized
Monday.
That a long time ago.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with parties. It's
no, it
the
doesn't.
People
no.
understanding
people.
What
right.
has to be done.
That's
you
right.
don't stay in a dilemma that doesn't work.
Yep. That's
you
correct.
Change it. And when
that's
we
right.
come back, I want to talk about this dilemma of the... this stupid vaccine when, and all and now these stupid doctors coming
oh,
out.
Oh, very stupid.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, and they strike again. The bear, the little bear.
Oh, you had to see that puppy. And so cute.
I
want to
thank Joanne Diamond for the food, for my guide dog. A person who really cares, a person who sets
oh, yeah.
the example for every damn guide dog school in this country.
Yes, she does. And
this is how the school should be. You
right.
know, open, flexible, fair.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
You got to legislate them. The only way you're going to get it out of them because they think that they're better than anybody else. See, Joanne doesn't think
I wish,
that way.
Frank, I wish my breathing could accept a Nikita because I would. I would.
You wish what?
But the,
I don't understand what you're saying.
I wish my breathing would be able to, I'm allergic to the hair, that long straight hair. I'm allergic to it. I know it's fur. But
no,
I
well,
I
you
got
to get a dog
Nikita.
That you're not allergic to. Everybody's allergic to something.
Yeah,
a
yeah.
A lot of people are allergic
so I gotta,
to dogs. You're not the only one.
Yeah, no. I would like to get
all right, Big East.
Hair.
Nikita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Adopt an Akita. And once again, thanks. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday, and here local, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, and tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. And by the way, if you need dog food or cat food or, it's funny, I got to tell you a story about this. call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. And the number 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, and medical. But I got to tell you a story. Some months back. When I wanted to get food for my dog, and I called Gary, and Gary, you know, got me food more than once, you know. And then Joanne got wind of it somehow. I guess she saw it on Facebook, you know.
Yeah.
So she called Gary up. And Gary said to me, oh, I can't get you the food anymore. I said, what do you mean? Why not? He said, she called me up and chewed me out. She said, that's my dog. I'll take care of that dog. You don't have to.
that's too cute.
That's the Big East. See?
That
that's
is
what
the
you
Big
call,
East,
that's what you call loyalty. and yeah. love.
She is loyal.
You know?
Yeah. Very loyal.
So
like
there you have
it. That's my dog.
You know, it wasn't a bad malicious thing. It was a good thing. It was I'm going to do
yeah.
it. I want to do it, you
yeah.
know, and of
yeah.
course
she
it's
does.
Great. It's great, you know. We,
all I
got to
do
love it.
And I got to tell people this. People got to know. It's really simple. I just have to text her or go on Facebook and send a message to her through Messenger, and boom, it shows up at Frank's store. That's it. She puts now everybody's got to know this, you know, who's familiar with Facebook, okay? In Messenger, you have a little like mark if you're very happy.
Well, we don't
want to
advertise Facebook or Messenger.
No, I'm just telling people what it is, okay? I'm not advertising it. And if you like something, you put a thumbs up, right? So, or if you approve of it or you're going to do it, you put a thumbs up. Well, that's what she does. That's all she does. When she really, you know, if I ask her more than once, you know, if it's backordered or whatever.
Up.
What? Yeah, that's right.
She puts the paws up.
Yeah, she certainly does. All right,
in a sight. I'm at a glad Monday, and all the beautiful children, don't forget. Little Tommy, Avante, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, and all the youngsters, watch out for them, take care of them, protect the children all over the world. All right? Coming up on Corey's anniversary of his death. You know.
I hate that. Death.
All right. Inner sight, I'm still... would like to do something about that. Never too late.
No, I know. Don't worry,
there's
Frank.
No...
I believe in miracles. I believe one day the person who was in that group of people who, you know, would just break. I don't know. There was a group of people
no
who were
there. There's no statute of limitation on murder.
That's right. A murder. Mm-hmm.
And we've reached out to Joanne time after time, and Joanne to.
I know who you said. Sheila.
To. Corey's mom.
Yeah, Sheila Foster.
Yeah, Dave. David.
Yeah.
Andre, and Sheila, and we're here. We still would like to try to do something about it.
Yeah,
so it's up to the family, you know. I don't know what settlement they've made with the school or what they signed, but
yeah.
I know one thing. Many of us are not happy with it. All right, in a sight around the world, and let's see, some of our friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Princes, Sutton Insurance, and the Touro Law Center, some of the friends who have helped us in the past, we remember them. How about Able News? Let's do the Able News.
Okay. Able Newspaper is for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and informative ads. They also have a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads. Also, they have
don't forget the calendar.
Yeah, the calendar of events. And they also have a subscription, a free subscription that you can get when you visit ablenews.com and sign up for it. Thank you.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition, the two big ones, the service dog schools and the nursing homes. Take a look at them at change.org and put your name on them and help us get some changes in this system, because It's way out of whack and way out of date. Inner Sight, Monday, Matt or Glad.
Frank?
What?
I just want to use a second before we move on about when that happens to me, it's not that I can't speak or anything. It usually is like something that happened after my stroke. It's in my brain. It's just not coming out. It happened after my stroke.
Oh, I thought it was because you're an alcoholic.
That's it.
That's it, folks.
That's it.
All right, Inner Sight. Matt or Glad, Monday, yeah. Now, I heard a report on the news. This Friday, by the way, we're going to do a special report on the virus coming back and on the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a reporter who is going to speak to us from overseas.
So special
that's
reporter.
On Friday night.
Okay.
But did you hear this guy from the Center for Disease Control? I mean, what a moron, you know? He said he's scared. He's scared because the virus is coming back, you know?
I mean, I think they're playing us at times.
He made a statement, but he didn't say a damn thing what people can do to protect themselves. Now, if you're going to make a statement about something, give the solution. I'm so damn friggin' tired of these jackasses saying this and that, this is wrong, that's wrong, and no solution. You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that.
I know. That's right.
If you're in a responsible position and you make a statement like that, you're scared. I'm not scared. Yeah. I'll kick the virus right in its ass. I've been doing that. I'm not scared.
I mean, you just got to fortify yourself.
Tell people what to do. Tell them what to take. Yeah. Tell them you know what it is? You know what he's scared of? I'll tell you what he's scared of. He's scared of that millions and millions of people are going to find out about holistic medicine. That's what he's scared of.
That's the truth.
That's what he's scared of.
Yeah.
And they won't go to the medical profession anymore.
Probably.
I mean, if
are
this
you scared
damn thing
of
is,
that
is
what they need, it's not going to be helpful. I don't know that. You know, the only reason why I took the vaccine is so I could get in and out of locations, because I have a feeling that's what they're going to do. They're going to restrict people from going in and out of locations, and I don't want to be restricted. Really?
Well, I don't know
I'm
about that.
Serious.
That's going to be a whole other
bowl game.
A thing, a civil rights thing, you know?
I know.
But anyway, this guy is a moron.
You know what?
You know, coming out with a statement
today.
Like that, he's in a responsible position.
You know?
If you're going to come out like that, give people some ideas what to do, because this vaccine is not working, obviously.
Yeah.
How could it be working if the virus is coming back? Common sense. You know, use your common sense. And it's like every other drug that they have developed.
Yeah, I know.
That has hurt people, killed people. How can you trust these people who developed these drugs with all the lawsuits and all the people that they've killed and destroyed their lives? You can't trust these people. You've got to take hold of your own life. You know, listen to the best remedies in the world are the old-time remedies. You know, look in the Bible. What did Jesus do? He anointed people with oil.
I know.
Oil.
And you know where
all
those oils
kinds
came
of
from?
Oils.
They came from herbs, and they were expressed from herbs. Yeah.
You know why? You know why in the 1600s, why the church persecuted all these women and why they killed them and tortured them and all this crap? Because they were jealous of them.
That's right.
So they had them declared witches. They weren't witches. They were good people.
Yeah.
You know? And here come the church wanted to control the medicine. So they declared these people evil. And it's been going on ever since. Now it's going on in a different way, but it's still going on.
Yeah.
You know.
In fact, there's a whole religion right now. There's a whole religion right now. Well, not religion. I would say there's a whole group of herbology that people just, you know, say they don't care and they want people to heal. And they use herbs.
Ooh.
I mean,
they
just
don't
care.
Look at Dr. Liu.
Yeah.
You know, I had a problem with my fingers. You know, my fingers would curl up, you know, and I was losing
grip,
movement, you know.
So
Dr. Liu took my hand, he said, you have to go like this. And he put his hand around my fingers and jerked my fingers, not hard, just enough. So that the fingers would pull out, and sometimes
and
you hear a little click, you know?
Right.
He cured my fingers.
Right
he showed me what to do.
Yeah, I know.
I do that several
I'm doing
times
it right
a day.
Now.
Do you know that I haven't gotten that condition for years now?
Ever since. Yeah, me too. I have arthritis in the hands, and I do that. Ever since you told me what to do. And I haven't gotten the stiffness in my hands ever since. Remember when I told you that? He goes, gently pull. And I said, oh, how do you do it? You told just pull. And ever since I did it, no stiffness in my hands.
The body can heal itself. The only reason people don't live forever is because the pollution and how people have ruined things.
Yeah.
And I still would like to know How many people who take these drugs have polluted the earth? There's no survey like that.
No, they won't tell you.
I have never heard a survey.
They said recently about the vaccine, I got to tell you, which angers me. They said that I think they need to put this out there because people were getting worried. You know, are they going to take the vaccine or not? They said the two vaccines that came out first and were approved, one without the it being, you know, how would you say, what's that word? Without the
blessing.
Vaccine.
I guess. Who the hell knows?
Well, no. Without being getting the second vaccine, it's 80%. Coverage, and then if you get the second vaccine, you get it, and it gives you 90%. So you get an extra 10% on it. So I said 80%.
I don't believe
half
the
stuff
they
say.
If that's so true, then why is the virus coming back?
That's what
I'm
saying
said
in my mind.
They did. This guy, another Gottlieb, I think his name is, made the point of saying, "Oh, it's not." It's not the variables.
Variants.
How do you like this? Now they changed their mind. The same
damn
thing. Yeah,
they keep changing their mind. Yeah, but you know what that was? That was a study of, they made sure they put this in. This is something I read today online. And it was an actual story because they actually did a study of medical workers in live situations taking care of patients. So if they were in live situations, they should have been wearing masks. They weren't in live situations, what do you call, not wearing masks. So wait a second. They would have been around COVID, but would they have been without their masks? Now, wait a second. Is this for real? So now, was it the masks or was it the virus or was it anything else that they used? There's so many things, variables there. Are you kidding me? For real? This is not a valid statement.
They should get the holistic doctors to create
involved.
A solution and put it all over.
Yeah.
You know? the hospital,
let it be a
doctor's office, all these places.
Yeah.
And
well,
we
know
people,
what it should be. It should be a multivariable solution, meaning that people who have, you know, this situation, it should be for every single variable in that case. It should be for all of it.
Well, they came up with
a cooler, I mean.
The medical profession came up with a horrible vaccine. They're going to give the other guy a chance now?
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
Yeah.
In a site, 213-816-1650. Anybody want to call in, tell us what you're mad about or glad about. Feel free. Keep it clean.
Okay, we
turn
have
down
Maureen
your,
and a listener.
Turn down your radio, television, video, whatever. And don't talk on a speakerphone, please. Stay off the speakerphone.
Yeah.
It doesn't give good reception.
No,
all right, inner sight, we have a caller?
Yes, we have Maureen and we have a listener. I'm going to go with Maureen.
Mm-hmm. All welcome, right. Listener, and Maureen.
Yep.
Inner sight.
Maureen.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I haven't heard all of everything. I just heard my name said a couple times, but I've been back and forth because my mom's nursing home is going to be opening Wednesday.
Yay.
So I've been, yeah.
I don't know
I
if that's
so
good
bad.
Or bad.
I'm going there, and I'd be looking around and asking and blah, blah, blah questions. I would.
You're doing what? Say it again, Susan.
When you get there, I would, you know, see what's going on, you know, and how easily are you able to be in the same room, whatever, with her?
Well, here's the thing. Get the robocall, right? Now, I've called three people today because I've been told, you know, and it was on the radio that it was going to be opening soon. I mean, not hers, but in general, you know?
Well,
and
general,
Friday, they had said. I'm sorry?
I'm just saying.
So anyway, now I was told I'd be called, you know, I'd be one of the first ones. Now, today's Monday. I get the call after 5 o'clock. No details are given about, like, you know, going for the test, wearing masks. All I know is it's going to be outdoor visits, which it's still a little chilly. I mean, today we started out pretty warm, but then with that wind and all, it got a little chilly. So my poor mom doesn't even have a coat there, and I don't have a coat for her here even. So,
with the bio
you know, it's going to be outdoors. That's about basically all. So now tomorrow I have to run and get the rapid test. I have to do a couple other things. I wanted to go get my hair done. I figured I had time. But, I mean, what kind of a stupidity? It's opening Wednesday, so you call Monday after 5.
You know what? If I had my mom's coats, I would have given it to you. I donated it to the nursing home. I'm so sorry for other people to wear.
Sorry. Maybe someone will have some. Yeah, thanks, Suzanne. Thanks. So. Yes,
I'm
whole thing just, thanks, I appreciate it, and I know my mom would have too. But, I mean, you know, nothing is done right, you know, because, first of all, I know what this whole thing was about, I really do. I mean, I'm not stupid, I'm not an idiot. I know what this whole year was about, this past year. And I didn't hear what all you guys were saying. What were you all saying about the vaccine, you Frank and Susan?
Oh, I was.
What were you saying about the vaccine?
Yeah, they were saying it's 80% effective after the first. The two vaccines that were first approved, I don't want to advertise them, but I'm just saying the two vaccines that were first approved right in the beginning, they said they're 80% effective with the one injection and 90% effective with the second injection with you know, when they were testing them with 4,000 people in a job in the healthcare profession. Now, let me say something. How are you testing that when they're all wearing, you know, extra, you know, personal protective equipment and masks and gowns?
Yeah.
How are you really, you know, saying that that's real, you know, to really testing them. You really can't.
Right.
You know, you can't say,
you know,
which is really protecting them, the masks or the freaking masks, the gloves, the injections, or whatever,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say
right.
what's protecting
you
them
know,
at that point.
This whole thing, if you stop and think about it.
Yeah.
First of all, someone said, and it's a good thing, this is not really a pandemic. This might
yeah.
be considered an epidemic because 3 million mm. people have gotten in our country, which seems like a lot, 3 million. But
yeah.
we live in a country of 339, I believe it is, million.
Yeah.
So if my math is right, that's not a very high number, right?
No, let's see. It's like, I thought you
1%.
Said 300, you said? You said 300 million?
Yeah, there's 339 million people.
Excuse me, hold it. There's too many contradictions here. Now the guy
right.
got on
exactly.
from the disease control guy got on and said he's scared. The virus is coming back. Now you're telling me they're going to open up the nursing home? It doesn't make sense.
Well, that's
yeah.
it.
What
just
the hell is going on?
We
here?
Have all these. Why at a time when it's spiking again with the variances, are you opening things? Nursing homes that have been shuttered for like months now again. Why would you do this? This makes no sense whatsoever.
Course
I
it
truly,
doesn't make any sense.
You know,
the virus
is coming
back,
back
all over the country. Now they're going to open a nursing home?
Well, if you notice, too,
okay.
on all
that's
those talk shows over the
by the way,
Maureen,
what? 1%.
What?
1%.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's 1% of our country. The amount of people who died is like 530-something thousand.
So it's
that's
less.
A little higher than the population of Staten Island. This is not a very – you know what I mean? People have
yeah,
to
but now
start
here,
waking
here's
it
another
up.
Here's another question. How many people recently – and there's no statistics on this – how many people recently who have been vaccinated have now gotten the virus?
Oh, yeah, I've been told
it's
people
not,
have gotten it.
It's that live
yeah.
virus, Frank.
Where's the numbers on that?
No,
right.
listen to me. It's not live virus you've been given. It's not live.
What?
But why?
It's not
why
live
are they, oh,
virus.
Wait a minute. Hold it, Maureen. What'd you say?
It's not a live virus.
What's not
it's not
alive
like the polio
virus.
Vaccine. It's not the alive form of the virus. It's not like the polio vaccine. It's not like that.
It's generic.
So why are people
no,
getting
it
anyway then? Why are people
it's the spike,
getting sick when they've had it?
It's the spike, but they would have gotten it anyway, meaning they would have gotten the disease or they
nah,
had the disease
nah,
when
I don't
they were given
that.
It.
This whole
that,
thing
that, the
whole
damn
spike,
thing doesn't work.
It's the spike protein. That what you're given, I believe, is the spike protein that's on the virus, and it fills that spot so that you won't get the virus. I have...
Okay.
Well, how
like,
many, I still want to know how many people have gotten it that have been vaccinated.
I don't know. We'll find out soon enough.
Google. Good. Google that. See what you get.
But why are they
I don't
opening
have it right
nursing
now,
homes?
No. But we'll find out soon enough.
Why are they opening
sure
them at a time
it.
Like this when it's spiking, supposedly?
Because they don't care
why
about the people, Maureen. That's why.
No, they don't.
Of course.
You have a government
you know
that doesn't
no,
give
don't.
A damn.
Right.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
No,
I called
that.
Today because, you know,
it's
I have to
money,
go for the test.
Maureen.
I'm sorry, Susan?
Yeah. It's all money. We all know that.
Of course it is. Of course.
Yeah,
so
I
called
that.
Today this drugstore because... Well, now, I don't even have enough time to set up Accessoride because, like I said, the call came in after 5. So
oh,
I have to take a cab now. So somebody said, oh, call this
they
drugstore
ought to pay for
because
everything.
You're in and out in no time.
They should.
Except you know what the rapid test is causing it's costing in that drugstore?
$80.
$80. A&J Pharmacy in Middle Village, Regal Park.
That's a lot.
Is charging.
Near me, it's 50. 50, Maureen.
It's 50. They shouldn't charge anything. We didn't cause this virus.
No. It's a rapid test. It's a different. It doesn't. It's not covered by insurance at all. It's like a convenience.
It should. It shouldn't cost anybody anything. They should. So now I'm going back to the urgent care place. Where else sitting among more people, potentially getting this growing thing again? But why are they opening it when it's... You know, this whole thing doesn't make sense either. Nobody, no one of the Joe Biden supporting media people over the weekend ever asked him, if it's spiking, why or asked any of his people, like Dr. Fauci, why are we letting... Why are we letting illegals in who have the virus by the tens of thousands when we're trying to get rid of the virus here?
Yeah.
And we're told it's spiking.
Oh, it's they're overwhelmed.
They want to make more money. They're going to get more vaccine.
Wait.
That's why.
On the end, I mean, I was reading this, Frank. They, wherever they're keeping all of these people who are coming into the country, it's overwhelming the place where they're keeping
them.
It's overwhelming the place. Yeah. And they have to send them back. I'm sorry?
This doesn't make sense. If you're trying to stop this pandemic,
doesn't.
You wouldn't let them in the first place. You would have stopped them from coming. This whole
thing
was a scam.
They have to do due procedure. They have to go through due procedure. With me, I just said, pack them up, get them in a truck, and let's go back.
That's right.
How you do it.
That's right.
I put them in
the wall.
And I'd say, listen, you got to Mexico, get yourself back to your house. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'd be saying.
And we're giving them money in these countries before they even come here. We're giving money to these countries. And then when they come here, we give them more money. I haven't got my stimulus yet.
I know.
I'm one of those that, thanks, Frank, for telling why, you know.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
It's this whole thing. Why are they still with the air travel? And now people can, there's no space in between on the planes. Why has all this been dropped if this is supposed, and the reasons giving that it's spiking, listen to this. Oh, spring break. Spring break, the dropping of the mask mandates and everything in state. But nothing mentioned about the illegals coming in who have it by the tens of thousands. That's not mentioned at all by Fauci.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
If it's up to Fauci, he'll want us to wear the masks for the rest of our lives. Truly, that's his plan. You know, and all these vaccination cards.
I think
cards,
it is, actually. I think you're right. That's why I'm laughing. I think you're right.
You know, these vaccination cards you have to show and all. This is more Nazism. This truly is.
Yeah,
this is all Nazism, to keep people out of places, to keep people... So they can watch people where they go, what they do. Really, it's communism. We have become communists. Face it. And now in the midst of all this, he's going to have the marijuana. This ought to be real fun. It's like marijuana sitting out there now.
I'm the one who needs it. I need it, but all the other people, you know, he wants to make it.
Marijuana is better than the vaccine.
Sure is.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Wait, what were you guys saying? Were you guys going to ask me something before I got on the air? You were saying my name a couple times, were you? Because, like I say, I was back and forth trying to get things done for going tomorrow. I have to get washed done. So I have a lot of stuff. Were you saying you were going to ask me something, Frank, when I got on?
No, I don't remember any question.
Me neither.
I thought I heard my name said a couple times. So, yeah, I mean... So now I got a call tomorrow and set up for Wednesday. See if you know this is.
But you know when I'll
insane.
Tell you one thing. When you go there, Maureen, your main goal, especially now, your main goal should be to talk to some of these people and say, you want to help me? Help me get my mother out of here.
That's
the
main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let them look for a damn apartment
yeah.
for you. Let them read crap
yeah.
to you and all that.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Make
well,
them
the
do
one
it.
Already said I should do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let
but,
them
do
it because
mm-hmm.
they really should be doing it. They got you in there long enough.
Yeah,
they're
right.
milking the money
yeah.
off of you. Let them do it.
That's right.
Yeah, really.
And now,
you know,
it's not really all that warm yet, so people now will be going out in the outside and getting pneumonia.
Yeah, so then they could actually, you know, get sick by sitting outside.
because, I mean, I don't even know how long the visits are for. Nothing was told on it. It was just a call, like I said. And I called three people today asking. Nobody answers. Nobody. The bank, Chase Bank, is another. Nobody wants to work or answer their phones or anything anymore. This is a big major bank. The one in the one in Middle Village, that one never answered, and that happened sometimes before the pandemic. The one in Massachusetts went to a machine trying to get the guy at 800. He had to investigate. All I wanted to know was what time the bank closes on Good Friday. It was like this big major thing, just trying to find out a simple question.
Oh gosh.
The country is gone.
That's
horrible. It's gone to pot, literally and figuratively.
No, I know, because I was sitting there listening, and everything that we had as America has totally changed. Totally.
Oh, yeah. It's
I
gone.
I feel that.
And now the George Floyd trial is coming up, so we'll be prepared for all that stuff happening again. It's too much. It is just absolutely just too much. But I hope my mom's going to be warm enough outside, you know. She hasn't been out in like.
I wish I had a coat for you.
Thanks, Susan. Yeah, I don't even have enough time to run to the store and buy one.
Have them put a blanket all over her, please.
Don't you have a hoodie you can wear?
Yeah, I probably have something here I could bring her.
A hoodie is good.
I have to go to the wash tomorrow.
Yeah,
anyway,
a hoodie is
so.
Good. Do you have a hoodie?
Yeah, I could that.
Bring her a hoodie.
I mean, she has some.
And you got thermals?
Been out and.
You got a thermal
I'm sorry,
top? Nah,
you
have
I
a
don't
thermal?
Need it.
I have
to
see. I have hoodies.
You don't want to overheat.
Is it going to be warmer?
No, I know. But
that,
see,
wind today,
got,
that wind today was like crazy,
older,
that wind.
Right. Yeah, the wind can be really rough. Put layers on.
Yeah,
you
was,
always take the layers off, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Maureen,
was,
ask your mom what she wants. Don't push everything on her. The poor woman's been battered enough. Ask her what she wants. If she's comfortable, let her be comfortable.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, we're going to move on the rest of the show. thank you, guys. Push them to get her out of there, I'm telling you, man. That's the way to go.
I know.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
You got to get her out of there.
I know, truly, you know, really.
All right,
because,
Inner Sight.
Okay, don't forget, take care, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. We're on television.
Thanks.
Thursday night, 7:30, 20, and Manhattan neighborhood.
Hang up, Maureen.
Oh, you want me to hang up?
Yeah, please. I can't find my glasses. They fell. But here they are.
Okay.
Thank you.
Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And we're planning to start a show. We're going to try to get it started by April 15th, YouTube. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
Keep you posted on it. And, you know, the big contradiction here is that it just shows you that they don't give a damn about these people in the nursing home. If the virus is getting worse and they're going to open the places up, that doesn't make any sense. What they should be doing is getting people out of those places.
That's right.
Instead of opening them up. Use the monies and the energy and the time to get people out, you know?
That's right.
That's what they should be doing. Instead of bringing more people in there when they keep telling you that this damn thing is getting worse, which you don't even know if you can believe them anymore, anyway.
No.
Inner Sight, Matter Glad, Monday, 213-816-1650. And let's see what else. Oh, we got a Glad. They say they finally moved that ship in the Suez Canal.
Yeah, they did. You know what they did? And I laughed so hard. They put a whole bunch of balloons to lift it up a little.
Yeah. You know,
yeah,
they could have done it a different way. I'm not an expert. My old man would have known in a minute how to do that.
They used
he was
balloons.
A rigger than Brooklyn Navy on.
Yeah, I know.
All
but
right,
they,
in
it
a sight.
It was wedged pretty good.
Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday we'll do a topic. Thursday a topic.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know about that. Friday's the funnies. So
you
come on by.
You want Wednesday show? I could give it to you.
Friday. What?
I could see if I could give you a quickly Wednesday show.
Oh, we have a title?
I think so. Hold on.
What
did
we put?
You talked to me, I'll look
down
for the title. Yeah. Hold on.
I mean, what is the purpose of opening the nursing homes now if the virus supposedly is getting worse?
Good question.
It doesn't
Maybe
make any sense. It just shows you that they don't give a damn about these people. Another way of displaying not caring.
Yes, that's
you know?
True. And I've always said that that's the truth.
That's all it is.
I've always said they want us dead.
You know,
nobody believed me on that.
let these people come and see their loved ones.
He has a perfect reason. Why
they're
going to
die
hatred?
Anyway. That's the
Why
attitude.
Is there hatred towards the disabled? That's Wednesdays.
Yeah, we did that once before. But we'll have to
really use
think
it.
About that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And I think we did this one. Oh, we did this one, this other one. I have to, Thursday, we only have one. Why is there hatred, you know?
All right, so we'll
disabled.
With a title for Thursday.
I think
we'll,
did the yeah. We have to come up with the title for Thursday.
In a sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And by the way, if you'd like to be on the show, give us a call 631-224-3090, or send us an email innersight@pmail.com, no attachments. All right? And we'll be happy to get back to you. When you send the email, put a phone number in it.
Yes, please.
Because a lot of people can't open our emails.
Yeah, put phone numbers in the emails.
So put a number in there so we can call you.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm still trying to get in touch with somebody who needed help. This is why we want to, you know, put phone numbers in there. We're not trying to, you know, we want to help you. So we don't want that to be, you know, a way not to be able to get in touch with you. Let's put it that way.
Well, if people are going to send an email, you want us to communicate with you, give us a phone number. Because these emails don't always work.
That's right. Also.
All right. Thank everybody for listening. Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio, tomorrow night open mic. I want to thank Maureen for calling in, our listener, and all the other listeners, and Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And don't be fooled by the stupid talk of these doctors.
Okay.
Educate yourself. Get your immune system up. Don't be afraid of a virus. All
yeah.
Right? Don't let it intimidate you. The main thing. I've been going through the whole damn thing now. My oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, and vitamins, and zinc, and all that. Don't let these doctors run your life. Because they haven't done a good job at running people's lives. Look what they've done with all these drugs, ruining people's lives. And all the information now that's changing. That they have you believe it's not true anymore. Check it out. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.